Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. So excited because there is a real life superhero on the phone with us, Dave Cruz.
Cool.
Oh my
Let's
goodness.
Get to him.
All right, so you may have heard the story. It came out over the weekend about this guy, Ben Runyon, who we have with us this morning. And Ben is a superhero because he saved a woman after she fell onto the train tracks in the subway station in the city over the weekend. So, good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
You are a hero, Ben Runyon.
Real-life superhero.
I don't know about that.
Seriously, let's go back to you on the platform. What the heck happened?
Sure. So I was sitting on the Broad Street City Hall, and I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to some music. I'm about to get on the train to head up to Spring Garden to get off and go to my wife's work, to pick up the dog, get that out of her hair. And I hear this big kind of smack. And I thought maybe there was a fight going on. I mean, the City Hall station's pretty rowdy, so, you know, I wouldn't put it past that. And I hear kind of this audible gasping sound, like a crowd kind of gasping at something that just happened. So I go through that little corridor between the local and the express side. And the first thing I see is, you know, this person sitting in the middle of the track. There's maybe 15 or 20 people there kind of, you know, screaming, get up, get up, get up. And this person's clearly not getting up, and certainly no one's making the effort to go down there and do anything about it. It's not one of those things that requires thought. I just jumped down, and I tried to pick her up, and she wasn't giving me any help.
Yikes.
At all.
Now, was she hurt, or was she on something? Because I'm still confused as to how you even fall down.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Definitely on something.
Was this the middle of the day?
Yeah, this was the middle of the day. This was like 2 o'clock.
My heavens.
And she just kind of had, like, noodle legs, you know, just no strength. And honestly, I don't even know if she knew where she was or what was going on. And she was more concerned about the phone than it seemed living at the moment.
Jeez.
But I dragged her, you know, kind of bear-hugged her, like Heimlich style, dragged her to the side.
Uh-huh.
And then people pulled her up. And then you could kind of hear the train starting to come. And then they pulled me up.
Oh, my God.
So it was right there, huh?
So, I mean, it was right on us. It certainly wouldn't have had a chance to stop, I don't think.
How was it then when you got to your wife's work and said, so, babe, here's what happened?
Did you tell her?
My wife's a Hellcat, and she knows I'm capable of this type of thing. There wasn't much sympathy at home.
Well, you saved another life, whatever.
Yeah, she's like, all right, cool, whatever. I'm heading back to work.
Listen, we consider you a hero, even if your wife is not all that impressed with how heroic you are. So we would love to hook you up with a little something special. How about if we send you to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa? They have over 50 locations in our area, and you can treat yourself to at least an hour of pampering for saving someone's life.
That sounds just fine.
We think you're a real-life hero, Ben Runyon. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Thank you so much. You too.
What a cool guy. We need to get him a cape. We need to go to get a cape.
Yes. Yes. He needs a superhero cape for sure. Oh, my goodness. I love that guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.